Paso giving us a call. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Excellent. How about you?
Hey, we are doing very well. Appreciate the phone call. How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, it was terrific because I spent it with a young man, a Marine, as you know, and several Marines and naval officers as well in the Persian Gulf, who are there eyeball to eyeball with Iran. And they're 10 time zones away from Wyoming, but they're from Wyoming. And it was a wonderful chance to, on behalf of all the people of Wyoming, thank them for what they do every day to keep us safe and keep us free here at home. And, you know, it was Staff Sergeant Kevin Amrine, who is from Afton, went to Afton High School, and we had great time together.
Well, that's fantastic, and we actually were able to post that picture, by the way, in the Star Valley Independent for those who were looking with you and those military members, including Staff Sergeant Amrine. And, Senator, we appreciate your time and a number of things to discuss this morning and what's happening in Washington, D.C. And let's start with government spending and this Build Back Better plan, which was passed by the House and now in the Senate. And, we talk about trillions of dollars and the average American just doesn't even, what does that even mean, right? And we're talking about a now $2.2 trillion bill, if I'm not mistaken. For those that aren't familiar with what's in it, Senator, tell us, what is the Build Back Better plan? What's in this bill?
Well, to me, it's a backbreaking plan for the American people, specifically in Wyoming. And I'll tell you, the president has told one lie after another about this. First, he said the cost would be zero. And the bottom line is they're spending, if you get rid of all the budget gimmicks, it's going to be probably closer to $5 trillion, and it's going to add hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to the debt. And, this is an astonishing amount of money to add to the debt. The other thing is, he said he's, not going to raise taxes on anybody making under $400,000 a year. Well, the tax experts have looked at it and said, no, about a third of people in middle class are going to end up having to pay more under this. And the thing that really hammers us at home is, he said it's not going to add to inflation. But any of the folks that look at this say, of course it's going to add to inflation. If you put more and more government spending into the economy, what's it going to do? It's going to drive up the cost of things. And we're seeing it now. We're at a 30-year high of inflation today. I mean, Biden's been in the office now for, 10 months? And in that 10 months, who would have thought he could have gotten to a 30-year high of inflation and energy prices so high, food prices going up? And the impact of this is going to just make inflation worse. So from an overall impact of our economy, it's bad. And then you look at the individual things that are in this bill, Duke, and people at home really get mad. Like amnesty for illegal immigrants, 5 new entitlement programs for illegal immigrants, checks to illegal immigrants, free daycare for the children of illegal immigrants. I mean, I hear more about that, and the other is they're going to supersize the Internal Revenue Service, more auditors, more people spying on our accounts, giving them access to our accounts because they want to squeeze more tax dollars from the American people so they can spend more. That's the real problem. And then you've got to look at the regulations and taxes they want to put on American energy. When you have Joe Biden out there begging Vladimir Putin to produce more oil to sell to us, and yet shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, shutting down oil and gas exploration on public lands, which is half of the state of Wyoming, the impact on us at home is going to be even higher energy costs. And we're going into winter, and it's a very pleasant day at home today, but winter will get here, and it will be cold, and the cost of heating your home is going to go way up. We're at a 7-year high for gasoline prices now. You go to fill up a truck, it's $100. So there is so much bad about this bill. I'm doing everything I can to stop it.
So where does it stand now? Understand that, of course, it's been passed by the House and now just being discussed by the Senate. What needs to happen to stop it? And do you think that's a possibility?
Well, it's a 50-50 Senate. We're working on Senator Joe Manchin, and I'm going to be with him on about 40 minutes from now at the Energy Committee. He and I will be sitting next to each other for 2 hours this morning. We'll be talking back and forth about the significant risk to the economy, to the people of his home state of West Virginia, as it is to people in my home state in Wyoming. And talking about just these impacts and what they're going to do to families at a time when the economy is reeling. We have 10 million jobs open. You have help wanted signs everywhere. I mean, I've got to think, when I was in Afton for the parade, and there was a sign at the convenience store that said, "Your dad called. He said you're looking for work. Well, we're hiring." And it, there are jobs available all over the place. And the president has this vaccine mandate where he wants to fire people if they don't get a vaccine. That, since Biden has taken over, the country is going upside down in a very bad way. And we're doing everything we can to run this massive tax and spending bill into a buzzsaw in the United States Senate.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso joining us live this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, you mentioned the energy prices and how things are going. Of course, the impact that has on Wyoming and Western Wyoming in particular, and coal and power. And now you throw into the mix of it the nuclear facility that was announced to be right in our listening audience in Kemmer in Lincoln County. What impact do you see from that? And what do you see in the future long term with the energy sector?
You know, Wyoming is going to continue to be the energy capital of the world. We need it all. We have it all. We have the oil, the gas, the coal. I'm going to continue to fight for them. Also, this new opportunity with nuclear, this is a game changer. This is the next generation, new age nuclear facilities, smaller, more compact. The place and location in Kemmer is very ideally suited for this. Folks we visited with in the community, very excited to have it in Lincoln County in terms of the jobs. You know, you have the transmission lines to move the electricity out of there. Once this is constructed, this is a major job of constructing and then, of course, of employment after the construction is done. So it's a big plus. We need all the energy. The world needs more energy. Of course, we have renewables. We have world-class wind. We have solar capacity. But the world's using more and more energy. And we need to continue to supply it. And, you know, I'm always the one that thinks about energy as the master resource. And we are much better as a nation if we are selling American energy to our friends than if we are having to buy it from our enemies, which is what Joe Biden is doing now by shutting down American energy production, attacking American energy production. The fact that today we're using more oil from Russia than we are from Alaska, I think is just a terrible, terrible disastrous decision, as have so many of those made by this president.
Senator, I want to circle back again to Build Back Better and what it means for, as you were talking about, in inflation and the worker shortages and how difficult it is to find employees. In the short term, do you see inflation settling off at all? I mean, things just continue to be high and demand for everything. And where do you see this going?
Well, I think under Biden's policies, it's going to get worse for the foreseeable future. Remember, the chairman of the Federal Reserve had said in testimony, well, this is a temporary type thing. And the other day he testified, I guess it was Tuesday, said, no, we're not going to say that anymore. The transitory, I think, was his phrase. No, it's here to stay. And all of the experts say clearly through 2022, which is, of course, through the next election. And we're going to do everything we can to take the House, take the Senate, and make sure that the Democrats do not have this capacity to run the tables as they have right now, because they're running us into the ground.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso this morning. Senator, you also referenced the vaccine mandates. Of course, Wyoming a big player in this with the legal lawsuits and everything, and even was a big part for the health care worker mandate being put on pause. There's two other mandates in relation to this. Give us an update on where things stand and how they might play out.
You know, I'm a doctor. I've done the health fairs over the years, continue to support vaccines, but I am against the mandate. You know, I was in Afton for the vaccine community events that we had there with the community folks providing vaccines in Afton. I traveled around the state to talk about the value of vaccines because I believe they're safe, they're effective. And I also think it's somebody's own decision to make, you know, consult with their doctor, their healthcare professional, and make that decision. I've been vaccinated. My family has all been vaccinated. But I think you draw the line where the government comes in and says, you have to do this. I think that's a massive overreach on the part of the government. I have so much support what the president of the Senate, Dan Dockstetter, as well as the governor's done in terms of the lawsuit. And the courts are leaning our way. And look at some of the decisions that have come out so far. So I think this whole thing is going to be thrown out. The mandates, in terms of looking at the mandates, as well as the fact that you have 10 million job openings in the United States, and the president wants to have people fired who have been going to work, Duke, every day since the pandemic has begun. They were there every day on the job, even before there was a vaccine. And to now say we're going to fire firefighters, or we're going to fire police officers, border patrol agents, you know, nurses who are quitting their jobs over the mandate by the federal government, there should not be such a mandate. We need to thank these people who've been on the job and continue to keep them on the job.
That's U.S. Senator John Barrasso live with us on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you with us today?
Well, you know, when you go and see the troops for Thanksgiving, they don't want to talk about what they're doing there in the Persian Gulf. They wanted to talk about Wyoming. So we had this great discussion with Kevin about his time at Afton High School. Asked him if he had Mr. Epperspecker. He said he didn't, but he had friends that did. I know that Kim Dockstetter and he are members of the family as a student. I talked about coming every year for the parade, you know, riding in the back of a Yeti. We talked about when they changed the name, and the Allred family was always nice enough to provide me a vehicle for the parade, how I have a big picture in my library here of Afton with the antler arch, and with Bobby and I in the parade going through it, and Dockstetter's in the picture. That's what people want to talk about when you go visit with them 10 time zones away. They want to talk about home. We talked about the Red Baron and the French fries and the fry sauce that is unique to the Red Baron. And, that's how I spent my Thanksgiving, talking about eating at the Red Baron. So just think about that.
That's fantastic. And if they're selfish enough to close down in the wintertime, we give them a hard time about that all the time. They should.
That did come up in our Thanksgiving discussion. It was a big point of the discussion. Wanted to know if I could pass a law.
That's U.S. Senator John Barrasso live on the air this morning. Senator, thank you so much for your time.